coming up on New Media Tech. What does this whole 100 subscriber thing from YouTube mean? How does it affect you? You know, we're going to talk about all that stuff, plus a $35 device that came out while I was on vacation that is actually kind of neat for a video broadcaster. All that coming up. Hello, welcome to episode number 20 of New Media Tech. 20 already. Kind of crazy. So, as you have probably figured out, I have been on vacation. I actually told you that last week, and I was on vacation last week, and I was still on vacation this week. In fact, I'm technically on vacation through tomorrow. So, we didn't record on Monday night as we normally do at 8 p.m. This is actually Thursday night, and I never really said anything, so I wasn't sure what day I was going to do it, but this is Thursday night, and next week we'll be getting kind of back to normal. Last 2 weeks have been kind of wacky because I've had family in and out, and 7 and 9 year old nephew that were, I'm not used to having 7 and 9 year old around, so it was a little, keeping me very busy, to say the least. So anyways, this is New Media Tech, and it's in episode 20, and this is kind of just going to be a little bit of a news update of things that happened in the last couple weeks, and a few other things that are going on around here. So I do want, before I go too far though, we are trying to build the community a lot more around these techs and TV shows, and we'd like to know, what is the best time for you to listen? If you were able to listen live, what is the best day and time that you would be able to watch? Because we want to like make it so it's best for everybody to come and join to chat live in the community. We have a live chat room. You come in and join. You can chat with us before the show, after the show, all that. And I'm also looking for a co-host for this show. So, I'm going to start interviewing some other new media broadcasters as well. So if you're a new media broadcaster and you'd like to let me, basically what I'm going to do is I want to know how you get started, you know, what do you cover, what's been the difficulties, that type of thing, what difficulties are you still having, all that kind of stuff. I just basically want to do an interview and just talk about some of the stuff that some other broadcasters are going through, some of the common questions, how you got started, how long did it take you to get started, how long you've been doing it, all that kind of stuff. So if you're interested in that too, any of that stuff, send me an email at newmediatech@tech-zen.tv. But do send me an email letting me know what is the best time for you to watch, because maybe we have the show at not the best time for most people. I'm not sure we know what the best time is for most people, and we'd like to get some feedback on that. So we love feedback, and it helps us to improve us, the show and everything all the time. So anytime you have feedback, definitely let us know. But in this case, I definitely would love to know what is the best time for you to watch. Okay, so the other thing is we have added a Google Plus community now. So if you go to tech-zen.tv, you will see at the top the community link, and it actually goes to Google Plus. That does mean you need a Gmail account. And it's all free. There's no cost involved, but we're going to start sending people over there to communicate with other viewers and the hosts as well. That way we can interact with everybody together, and we can, right now we get emails from individual people back and forth, and it doesn't benefit everybody. Well, if you go over there and we talk, it benefits everybody. So that's kind of our goal. So if you get a chance, go over to tech-zen.tv, click on the community link at the top, and make sure you join that community, and you get regular updates from the community and what's going on over there as well. And after you join the community, you can see it all from your Google Plus account. So what do you have? Might not have a Google Plus account, but you got a Facebook account, right? Okay. So we do have a Facebook fan page as well. It's facebook.com/techzentv. Go there and hit the like button. Unfortunately, those aren't set up over there to communicate like the groups are on Google Plus. So we are going to keep the actual community interaction over on the Google Plus. Again, it's free. If you don't have a Gmail account, it's free. Just go sign up for one and you can join the community over on in Google Plus. All right. And let's see. One last thing before we get into the news. So I've mentioned this before. We are starting a new network called Elixir.tv, and we're doing it because we're going to start doing a lot of shows that are not technology-based. Although we do have two new shows that are probably going to be released this week. We did the third episode. We have one more episode to edit. The episodes have all been recorded, but one more episode for one of those shows. So those two shows will be coming up on the website, and we have two more shows that we're probably going to start here in the next month on TechZen TV. Possibly a third show if I can get some people that were interested in doing it together. But so far, it's not been very easy. But in Elixir TV, we have a bunch of new shows coming up. I think there's seven new shows that we're starting to spin up right now. And in those, I'm not the host on any of them. So I might be behind the scenes talking occasionally, but in general, I'm more of the behind the scenes person with the non-technology shows, because it's not necessarily two of them are sports shows. One of them is a married and family show. So, I mean, that's not my expertise. I'm better behind the camera. However, if you have a show you want to take to the next level, maybe you're only doing audio right now and you want to move to video, or you want to start taking phone calls, things like that, we can do all that stuff for you from here. So let us know. And we're looking for shows to put on the Elixir TV network as well. And in that case, in the most cases, you are still the producer of the show. It's your content. We just do the technical side behind the scenes. We'll help you out with production any way that we can. But in most cases, for most of the shows over there, I'm just basically pushing the buttons for the most part. So we can help you out with some guest scheduling if you need that. We'd have somebody that can do that for us, that type of thing. That's kind of what Elixir is going to do. It's going to help shows that have kind of reached their top because they reached the technical top, but they want to go to the next level. We can take them to that next level on the Elixir TV network. And TechZen TV is not going anywhere. In fact, it's going to keep expanding. This basically is we're a content producer. And the Elixir TV network it does produce some content, but we're more distribute and record the content. We don't really want to be as much of a content producer as much as a network. So, okay. But the reason I bring that up is, I don't know if it's this week or next week for this show, but we have new intros that are coming out before the shows that show the whole Elixir TV thing, and it's going to start showing up in the beginning. So if there's any question what Elixir TV is, TechZen TV is not going away. Just wanted to make that completely clear. Okay. So a couple of news items that happened while I've been on vacation, and I had to catch up on this today just to understand all the details behind it. Actually, the one thing I got, and I'm going to show you here a little bit, it's for video broadcasters, this is a cool thing. We'll talk about that in a little bit, though. The big news, I think, this week is that YouTube Live, YouTube has changed to the requirement to be only 100 subscribers, which is most people that have been broadcasting for any period of time on YouTube probably have 100 subscribers. I think we're up to like 1,700 subscribers right now, something like that. But definitely go out there and subscribe to us. We definitely like to get that number a little higher. It's definitely not as many people as we had combined between the channels before, but I think some people were subscribed to multiple of the channels. So it's probably pretty close at the moment. The good thing is, you know, you can now get to YouTube Live, but the bad thing is now it's potentially everybody and their brother, as some people put it, and have access to do the same thing. And do you stand out? You have to really decide that out for yourself. I have not used YouTube Live for a live broadcast. I've played with it only. However, I think I'm going to start. Now, there's one thing, and I haven't confirmed this as of yet, but I've been told that you cannot do advertising on YouTube Live, as far as you can't put advertising in your show, like ads and things like that, which is a concern for me, because that's the way most people make their money with podcasting, is putting in ads or netcasting, whatever you call it. It's all the same. One's video, one's not. Who cares? But that's how most of us make money, is through advertising. So if you can't advertise on there, it might not be something that's viable for certain people. So the thing about it is it's free, and I'm pretty sure you can broadcast in full HD for free. And if that's the case, that is huge. So it depends if your show runs ads or not. If your show doesn't run ads, then maybe that's a good thing for you to do. Okay, So that's just something to check into. If you have 100 subscribers, and if you don't have 100 subscribers, let us know, and we'll maybe try to help you out with getting subscribers somehow. Tweet it out or whatever. And if you tweet anything out, make sure you put the hashtag New Media Tech, hashtag New Media Tech, in the tweet. That's our hashtag for this show. And we monitor that. It'll go onto the website, to Twitter and everything. And it'll show up in all of our logs. And in the future, we may even run a contest with some of the Twitter hashtags. We're definitely going to do it with Let's Make It Show. Going to give away some free stuff in the store and things like that. But yeah. Okay. So here's the other thing that I wanted to show you. This is, and you may have heard about this by now because they sold out and it was a big thing on the news. This is a Chromecast. So it's really small. You see it's fits in, has USB on this side. The USB is strictly for power. And then this side is the HDMI. So you can pretty much plug it into any HDMI device. So you may ask, why is this important to a broadcaster? And this would be important more to a video broadcaster potentially. And the reason that is because it is a way of broadcasting your computer screen to the recording gear or your switching gear, whatever you're using, as long as you can take an HDMI input. So like I use an Apple TV, like I can go over here and I can show you, there's my desktop, there's the show notes for the desktop. And I can put that on. In fact, I use it all the time for Let's Make It Show. That's how I show code and everything, but I do it through an Apple TV. However, Apple TV only works with Apple devices. This little Chromecast device works on pretty much everything. So you can have Windows, you can have a Mac, you can have an iPhone, you can have an Android phone. It works with them all. So this is a good option to be able to put things on your screen. I can put up iPads, iPhones, and my Mac laptop, but when it comes to an Android phone, if I want to show it, I'm out of luck. And same way with the Windows, because I don't use a Windows PC very often. But this is another way. And here's the other thing about this whole thing. It's $35. Now, when I got mine, it was $35. And I had 3 free months of Netflix. So to have it take that away, it's like $11 is what I paid for this thing in the end. Now, they're all backward right now. But if you do video broadcast and you have a way to get HDMI into the computer, this is a way to do your desktop. Some people do hardwire. But the problem I have with hardwire is that some computers can't do the hardwire right. This will do all the adjustments as far as screen resolution and everything, all built into this one little device. It just takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. Now, the only thing that's a little odd is it requires a USB for power. So you have something that has USB. So you can plug it directly into your TV. Most TVs that have USB on somewhere, plug in a USB and you can power it. It works over Wi-Fi, but it's a pretty neat little device. Does it replace a Roku or an Apple TV? No, not exactly. But it's still, for $35, a very cool device for casting your screen. And what you can do is if you use the Chrome browser, you can put any tab to this. You can bounce around your computer. You can stream Netflix to it, things like that. It doesn't have a menu interface like a Roku or an Apple TV. You basically have to cast to it. You got to stream to it. But it's a very cool thing and something that just came out while I was on vacation. So, and when I saw it came out, the day they announced it, I ordered one right away. And the same day they announced that, they also announced the new Nexus 7, which this is the wrong show for the gadgets, but it's a cool device as well. So I think that's all the news that really happened. And I haven't really prepared anything for content, although I have some things coming up. Let me tell you what I have coming up. Let me get over here to the notes for this show. I'm going to do a whole thing on soundboards and stuff like that again. Let's see. So I'm going to do a whole show on hardware versus software switching, because that's been a challenge for me these last couple weeks, and I've actually learned a lot of things, and I want to make sure that what I've learned is my knowledge is shared. So that's probably what I'm going to do next week, actually, because I think I've got it working pretty good. You'll notice, like, I bring up the lower thirds like this. I'm still switching with the ATEM, but the lower thirds are done outside of the ATEM, and it's actually working pretty good. Finally, I got it figured out. I think a couple of little weird things I'm still working through here and there, but it's more of my own workflow type things. It just pretty much does everything. I've also posted on my personal blog, it's mikemyers.me, under projects, how I'm doing all this with using an ATEM and Wirecast together and how I got these controls working together. So if I switch to a camera, for example, let's say I go over to this camera and you can see I can come back to me on a lower third, and it's all switching together. So the ATEM is doing the physical switching and Wirecast is actually doing the lower thirds and the graphics, and it's all working together. One button does both, and I got that all working pretty decent right now. So I hope to, that's out there now, and I'm still updating it occasionally, adding more stuff to it, but it's all open source. You can get the code for it and everything. And if you have an ATEM and you want to do lower thirds, nice lower thirds, not like the lower thirds in the ATEM, and you already want a DDR, like I have right here at my disposal, excuse the sounds of the board, 16 DDRs, and I have tape on the ones that I'm using right now, that I can hit at any particular time and play just by tapping them. So, because something else the ATEM doesn't have. So, and I'm using this with two different cord controllers, a NanoPad and a NanoControl, or NanoControl 2. And the NanoControl 2 is controlling the lower thirds, like there's the lower third for the Twitter, and then there's a lower third here for the website, and then I got a lower third for the YouTube, and then I have my lower third, which is actually attached to my camera input. So in the case that I have multiple people, like I do with other shows, I can attach a lower third to their input, and when I go to them, I want to bring up a lower third for the name one, I just hit the other button, it switches to them and puts a lower third up all at one time. A very easy to use interface. So I got that all working really good with one exception. I have one button that's doing something weird, and I figured out what it was tonight, and I'm not sure why, but I know what button it is, so I'll go fix that. I also did some iPad apps for Wirecast. Actually, not the iPad, it works more on iPad, it works on iPad or Android, either one. It works on phones as well, and allows you to control Wirecast from an iPad or any mobile, any Android or iOS device. I haven't tried other devices at this point. It's actually written with TouchOSC, which is an open source, the program costs you like $3 or $4, something like that. But the OSC is an open source control of audio devices. So it pretty much works on anything that can run TouchOSC, which, as to my knowledge, is only Android and iOS, but it may work on other things like Windows Phone. I just don't know. So that's all out at mikemyers.me and projects. So you can go out there and check that out as well. Okay, I think that's all I have this week. It's a really short week. Vacation's been good, but I haven't really thought much about this while I was on vacation, especially with a 7 and 9 year old running around, keeping me tired. So I haven't overly prepared for anything, but the vacation is over. I'm pretty much, even though I'm still technically on vacation, I'm pretty much working it anyway. So, I want to talk about some remote guest stuff coming up too. And I'm working on a phone hybrid system. I think I mentioned this a couple weeks back. I think I've figured it all out now. But after I started figuring it out, my Asterisk server, my phone server, actually died. So I got that a new one yesterday, and I got it loaded last night, but it's not all configured. So I had a little bit of a hold up for vacation and the failure of a machine. But that should be back on the table here very, very soon. I mentioned before I'm making a physical controller to control Wirecast and the ATEM, and I think I'm also going to do, well, I can also do a vMix now, and that's still testing. It's something I just figured out. They told me how to do it this past week, so I'm still going through all the testing, but initial test seems to be working just fine. And then also potentially doing a TriCaster as a possibility as well. And then the way I'm designing it is I can sidecard things onto it. So I'm thinking about some kind of DDR player that would simulate something like this NanoPad, using maybe smart switches and also maybe an audio control for an ATEM and a TriCaster, physical audio control. So it'd be, you know, actually using, you know, faders and meters and everything, you would actually have a physical interface versus having to go into software, because the ATEM, even on the big ATEM, the physical board is too hard. There's no way you can change the volume. And there's no faders. You actually have to go into software to control it. But it's a capable mixer, So if you're doing a small show, you don't got a lot of inputs, you could use this just the ATEM with this other controller, and you would have a complete system without having to carry out a soundboard. There's not a ton of controls on a per channel basis, like there's no compression or gates or anything like that. But for a basic audio setup, it would probably work just fine. So that's all coming up as well. I have some of the stuff here. I have the boards that's starting to be made now. So I'm trying to figure out how to package it all. That's something that's coming up. You'll hear me talk about that over the next few weeks, probably a few weeks to months, potentially, because it's, you know, probably not going to stop development of new products. Going to keep on going with new stuff as well. Alrighty, I think that's it. This was episode number 20 of the New Media Tech Show. I'm Mike Myers. You can always visit my blog at mikemyers.me, or you can tweet at me at NutNetMike. You can also you can tweet at us at TechZen TV. Everything's on TechZen TV. We moved everything to three things now, or four things. Everything's TechZen TV for Twitter, and you can use the hashtag New Media Tech, and we do watch for that hashtag, and in the near future, you may actually win something for using that hashtag. So definitely make sure you use that hashtag. We'd love to hear from you. Again, send us an email as to what was the best time for you to watch a podcast. If you were to watch and join us live, what day and time works best for you? That's, we want to start getting some feedback so we can maybe move things around so we get more social interaction, live social interaction. Like, I know I'm doing this on an odd day. Monday nights, I typically do have some people in and out of the chat room. But tonight being Thursday, nobody's been in and out of the chat room. I'm here by myself. Oh, in the chat room, nice and quiet, unfortunately. But we do want to change that. And you can get show notes for this show, all of our shows. In fact, you can see all the other cool shows that we have on the network at by going to newmediatech.tv or tech-zen.tv. Newmediatech.tv is the shortcut to get to the actual show page at TechZen TV. That's all that is. And one last thing, our YouTube is youtube.com/techzenTV. And I think that's it for tonight. All right, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday night.